One Thursday morning, waiting for the 8 a.m. Mass to begin, I realized that I was surrounded by 8 male friends. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Thursdays are special because after Mass, we all go to breakfast together. It's a time to share stories and tell jokes, but it's also a time for prayer and concern for others. For a moment, I flash back to a trip Diane, the boys, and I had taken to Italy. As we visited Lake Como, Diane and the guys were enjoying the sights, and I slipped away on my own and walked to a nearby funicolare, a cable car, and took a ride to the top of the mountain to a small village called Brunate. As I reached the top, I walked down a sidewalk along the side of the mountain, enjoying the breathtaking views of Lake Como below. Minutes later, I noticed a group of men sitting at a table playing cards, drinking wine, and eating pizza. They were laughing and joking and having a fun time. I could tell they were lifelong friends. "Good morning, my friend. Come join us," said an elderly gray-haired Italian man in broken English. As I approached, one of the men pointed me to a seat, handed me a slice of pizza and a glass of wine, and within minutes we were laughing, communicating with each other via our broken English and broken Italian, and playing cards. We had become instant friends. Is this the norm? Are these scenes repeated thousands of times each day? Well, I'm afraid not. Male friendship has taken a hit over the years. A 2006 study found that people in the United States, especially men, had fewer friends than they had 20 years ago. In 1985, men claimed to have 3 close confidants, and 20 years later, it's only 2. Friendship is difficult for most men. A good number of men today have only one good friend, their wife. 1 in 4 people said they have no one to talk to. That's right, no one. So what has happened, and what can we do about it? Well, the first thing is time famine. We spend so much time on jobs and careers that there's very little time left for friendship. And what little time we do have is spent with our spouses and our children. Another factor is that we move often for new jobs, and we need to really start all over again cultivating new friendships. Ask any guy right out of college, and they'll tell you that as their buddies got married, one by one, their close friendships diminished. Yes, they were still friends in theory, but they rarely got to see one another. Having strong friends cuts your risk of death by 60%. It lowers your blood pressure, increases your happiness. Research indicates that women live longer. One of the many reasons is because they are better than men at friendships. What are some of the things we can do to build better friendships? And not just golf friends or poker buddies, but true friendships where we can share intimate life details, problems, and shortcomings. These are friends that are going to hold us accountable for our behavior and help us in our relationship with God and with our wives and children. Here are a few things we can do. First, at work, try to get to know fellow workers and their interests. Ask someone that shares your interests if they want to go out to lunch, and don't be so quick to turn down a request for lunch or a drink. When you get to know coworkers, they might just become friends. What about a church? Well, we can join a men's group, a prayer group, or a Bible study. Many of the guys in my men's group have become good friends, and they're not afraid to hold me accountable and expect me to do the same for them. What about at home? Try reaching out to old friends. Call them. Send them an email or text them. Time goes by so quickly that it surprises me how rarely I get to see my old friends. Check in with them. Set a time to get together. Watch a ball game or meet for lunch. And write it down on your calendar. And last, in your spare time, get out of the house. Many men become couch potatoes, watching football, playing video games, surfing the web. How about joining a gym, taking a class on a subject that interests you, or signing up for a men's basketball or softball team? Jesus and the apostles give us a fantastic example of male friendship on which to model our own friendships. They truly enjoyed one another's company, held each other accountable for their actions, and supported each other on their life journey. My wife is my best friend, and that's very special to me. But having male friends to share my questions, problems, and shortcomings with, who will go out of their way to help me and hold me accountable, that's something very special too. This is Tony Agnese.